Ms. Valerie Lee.
Question 14.
Mr. Speaker, my response will address questions 14, 15, and 20 raised by Ms. Valerie Lee, Mr. Alex Yam, and Ms. Eliza Chen in today's order paper together. Our Team Singapore athletes have done well, as since in the last few editions of the Olympics, the Paralympics, Asian Games, Asian Para Games, and most recently at the SEA Games in Thailand. We are all very proud of them. The government invests in a few areas to build up a strong high-performance sport, or HPS, system to nurture all our athletes to achieve their fullest sporting potential. Well, first, we have direct financial and program support for athletes through our suite of Sports Excellence, or SPECS, programs. And we design such support to be bespoke and holistic based on our athletes' needs during different stages of their sporting career. Today, we support more than 1,500 carded athletes across 55 sports, compared to 272 athletes across 14 sports when we first started SPECS in 1993. Well, this is a 450 increase in the number of athletes supported and a 350% increase in the number of sports supported. While we routinely review and enhance our SPECS programs, well, for example, in recent years, we introduced the SPECS Potential Program in 2024 to enhance support for younger athletes making a transition to higher levels of sporting success. Last year, we awarded our inaugural batch of SPECS Education Undergraduate Scholarships. Well, this provides greater assurance to our athletes' academic aspirations. We also introduced CPF top-ups for SPECS scholars, bolstering their finances as they focus single-mindedly on the pursuit of excellence in their sport. Well, second, systemic investment in our HPS ecosystem. We invest in coaching development, sports science and sports medicine, and athlete life management to give our national sporting associations, coaches and athletes the competitive edge that they need. The support that each athlete or sport receives is calibrated according to their needs, their performance and the potential to do well. The support is also reviewed annually to ensure adequacy and accountability, and we will continue to enhance them as needed. And third, we continue to invest in the hardware through the new home of Team Singapore, which will bring together the Singapore Sports School, or SSP, to Kallang and integrate all elements of the HPS ecosystem under one roof. Sports science and sports medicine support, national training centres, sports administration. Well, to build the holistic HPS system, the government recognises that recognition and rewards play a complementary role in making sure that our athletes feel supported and that they can go that extra mile. So SportSG administers the Singapore Sports School of Hall of Fame, which celebrates the exceptional achievements and contributions of Singapore sporting heroes. The Singapore Sport Hall of Fame now includes a new category for sport leaders and recognises achievements of athletes beyond medals, including contributions back to the sport and to the community. But it takes a whole Singapore village to journey with, to support and to develop our athletes. We greatly appreciate efforts by the community and Singaporeans to step forward, to recognise and to support our athletes in all forms. So one such example is the Major Games Award Program. It's a private award scheme that is managed by the Singapore National Olympic Council and funded by their sponsors. SNOC reviews the scheme periodically. It decides on the categories of awarded medalists, the monetary awards offered to each of them in consultation with sponsors. The MAP award structure also takes into account the level of competition, the frequency of the major games, and then the Olympic, Commonwealth and Asian Games, for example, they have more competitive fields, take place every 4 years, while SEA Games takes place every two. So we will take to heart Mr. Yam's suggestion and request for it to be considered in their review. And at the same time, we also encourage more corporates and sponsors to come forward to support our athletes and to contribute to the MAP. So beyond the MAP, SNOC, the Singapore National Paralympic Council, SNPC, and the National Sports Associations recognize our athletes' achievements in many other ways, such as SNOC's annual Singapore Sports Awards, SNPC's Athlete Achievements Awards, and the different NSA's award nights and dinners. The government will continue to review our policies and programs for our athletes and for the HPS ecosystem so that we can nurture every athlete to achieve their fullest sporting potential.
Acting Minister Neo, I just want to be clear. Your answer is in response to questions 14, 15 and 20.
That's
am
right.
I right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Ms. Valerie Lee.
Thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Acting Minister. I have two SQs. The first one would be, beyond medal outcomes and the increased number of specs awardees, what indicators does the Ministry use to assess the effectiveness of the spec scheme in supporting athlete welfare and long-term development? For example, are we asking the athletes themselves of the satisfaction levels of specs? For the second one is, what formal mechanisms exist for athletes to provide feedback or raise welfare concerns? And how does the Ministry ensure that these concerns are addressed objectively? Thank you.
Acting Minister Neo.
So I thank the member for her questions. Well, in terms of assessing the outcomes, what we are after ultimately, it's about improvements day after day and the athlete's ability to reach their fullest potential. When it comes to that, medals are one measurement, but how the athletes perform on the field is another one. But athletes' holistic development as a person, as an athlete, as the ability to give back to the sport and to contribute to the community, these are all different ways in which we assess the effectiveness of our programs. So most importantly, are the athletes themselves? Do they feel supported? Are they performing better? Okay, are they becoming better people? And when it comes to whether or not there's a feedback process, our HPS ecosystem, our coaches, our support staff work very closely with all our athletes. I mean, come down to Kallang on any given day and you can see our athletes working together with all the different support staff. And that provides one channel of feedback, one daily conversations. Beyond that, our athletes also work very closely through the different national sporting associations. We work closely with our NSA partners to get feedback from them. I regularly have conversations and lunches with our NSA presidents and different staff to find out how our athletes are doing. But beyond that, there are also formal structures like the Athletes Commission, which organizes workshops, talks, to allow our athletes to have a channel to feedback and let us know about the efficacy and the effectiveness of the programs. Ultimately, the whole HPS ecosystem is designed to support the athletes and to make sure that the athletes get the best support. And the best way of doing so is to continue to maintain an open communication channel and take all our feedback from the athletes seriously so that they can feel well supported and achieve the best.
Mr. Alexiou.
Mr. Speaker, I thank the Minister for outlining the range of existing support schemes. Having served previously in NSAs, I think our athletes will be very happy to hear that a review will be undertaken. I just have a very simple SQ. Could the Minister share with us what is a possible timeline by which Sports SG will be working with SNOC on the review of cash incentives and recognition for our SEA Games medalists, especially those who are in the silver and bronze categories?
Acting Minister Neo.
So I thank the member for his question and also for his support for Team Singapore athletes. It's my understanding that the SNOC has recently concluded their review, and I believe they should be ready to announce the updated awards in due course.
Ms. Alyssa Chen.
I thank the Acting Minister for sharing the very good news that we are seeing more athletes supported with younger athletes and as well as CPF top-ups. Just wanted to ask two SQs. First is whether the Ministry has assessed the effectiveness of current funding models in translating investment into medal outcomes, and if so, what adjustments are planned to better support athletes' competitive readiness for future regional tournaments. Second, whether the Ministry has plans to expand the Sports Cares bursary and financial support coverage for youth from underserved communities to access and represent Singapore at the national level in sports such as aquatics, football and athletics. Thank you.
Acting Minister Neo.
So I thank the member for her questions. Well, going by the last SEA Games, what we have observed is that our SPEC scholars, as well as our SPEC potential recipients, won half of our medals and almost 9 out of 10 of every gold medal that was won. And in the same way, our Singapore Sports School students and alumni also accounted for about a third of our medals and almost half of our gold medals. So going by some of these measures, but like I said, medal outcome is not just the only measurement, it's also about their performance, but holistically looking at their measurements and the way our athletes performed, as well as has developed in character, we are quite confident that we are in the right direction and we have been achieving very good results and outcomes. Now, on her second question about improving sport access, especially for children from lower-income families, I think earlier this year, last year, we announced the School Sports Fiesta as one of those ways in which to broaden sport access to young children from all backgrounds. And I think in this year's COS, we will announce further initiatives and ways in which we are trying to make sure that sports is something that kids from all backgrounds, okay, can grow to love and be a part of and can benefit from. Thank you.